elderly and disabled people, they got to get to the hospital. You know, you see all these people here. There was some blind, there's some in wheelchairs, and I'm disabled. I had a stroke, and I depend on the bus to go to school downtown.
I definitely need buses and access. I tend to use the buses more, but I use access. And if the cuts that are proposed to take place in September actually go through, it's a double whammy because I lose a lot of bus service and I lose a lot of access service.
More and more people that are disabled, like myself, need depend. If they can't ride the buses, then they have to depend on access. I can imagine the overwhelming call there will be for people to ride access. Should a reduction of bus and rail service take place, many of us disabled will find it most difficult to travel independently.
I've been riding access for 33 years, and I've worked all 33 of those years only because I've had a reliable source of public transportation to get back and forth to work every day, and that's access. I'm very sad for the future of others that'll be starting their lives and their careers and their relationships here in Allegheny County who won't have the advantage of a paratransit system that just soared beyond the minimum requirements of the ADA.
Without access and lives on buses, I wouldn't be able to live my life the way I live it now. The positives, I'm on many committees. I went to school, I went to work, and now I'm basically a leader. I just got on the City of Pittsburgh's Housing Board. But with Port Authority and the access and LUMA being cut, it's like going backwards.
I've been fortunate to work for an organization that provides support to people with disabilities. Many of my staff will be personally affected by these cuts in service. They will lose their jobs because they will not be able to get to work. Our staff provides support to disabled individuals living in their own home throughout Allegheny County. These individuals will go without care if these proposed cuts are allowed to happen.
Access service allows us to be out in the community and to be contributing members of society. Many people with disabilities are employed, volunteer, go to college, etc. We need access to do these things as well as to do all the everyday things that most people take for granted, such as grocery shopping, keeping appointments, and taking part in social activities. Without access bus service, we will be captives in our own homes.